在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 3. Pardon me.
Lesson 24. Unit Review. 1. Building your vocabulary. A. Complete the sentences with proper words using the first letters given as your guide. B. Complete the sentences with the proper forms of the given words.
C. Choose proper phrases to complete the sentences. Make a mistake. At the end of, have trouble with, face to face, as soon as. D. Complete the passage with proper words or phrases.
2. Grammar in use. A.Complete the following dialogue. B. Complete the sentences with the proper forms of the given words.
3. Speaking the language. Complete the following dialogue.
4. Putting it all together. A. Read and fill in the blanks. B. Reading comprehension.
Hello, everyone. It's Jenny again.I want to tell you more about differences between Chinese culture and Canadian culture. I found it easy to make friends in China. Why? Because there are many, many people in China. You can meet people and talk to them easily. Don't you agree with me? In China, people can talk about everything, even how much money they make. But in North America,People do not ask others about their salaries. In China, people can visit each other without making phone calls first. In Canada, you often need to call the people before your visit. In North America, when you meet people, you try to keep talking to them. In China, it's all right not to talk. Silence is golden.People in China listen while people in North America talk. Chinese people must think North Americans talk too much. There are more cultural differences. Don't worry if you make a mistake. If you make a mistake, just say sorry. Other people will always excuse you. That's just the way in China and North America.
C. Written work.Your foreign friend is coming to China next month, but he knows little about Chinese customs. Write him a letter and tell him something about Chinese customs.
Do you know? Apologies. Pardon? Excuse me. I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. No problem. Don't worry about it. Never mind.Similarities and differences. Your finger has the same DNA as your hair. Li Ming looks like his father. China is very different from Australia. Good manners in North America are different from good manners in China. Western customs are different from Chinese customs. Past future tense.I said I would buy my pop from someone else. I certainly wondered what my parents would do. Li Ming said Bruce was going to visit Shi Jia Zhuang next week. The past future tense means that something was going to happen at some time later than a certain time in the past.